and we weren't able to make that decision at that point in time. We went back to the drawing board. We were able to come with that. We felt that we were addressing a concern that you had if we could get to R2. Never said, never insinuated that it would be absolutely approved if we did that. I just knew that it was addressing a density concern that you had. And I thought that would be viewed more favorably, because when we were at the commission before, one of the commissioners said, well, geez, Christian, this is the second time the R3 came up. The commissioner said, I don't think I'm going to vote for it because they didn't like it last time. They're not going to like it again. And I said, well, I wanted to address that. The reason why we're totally redesigning and going to an R2 is we think it might be more favorably viewed if we come up with a different classification. So I just wanted to make sure the record was clear on how that was communicated on my part.
Okay. Thank you.
You mentioned the lane that's, you mentioned 285 feet. What I'd heard before was 300. Of course, that would vary on, I'm assuming you said, by the speed of the traffic.
So yes.
If do you plan on putting that lane in?
Oh yeah, there's no question about that. And I don't know if it's for safety reasons. I don't know if a decel lane can be too long. There could be engineering standards based on speed limits that your decel lane shouldn't be longer than a certain amount of feet. I'm not sure. But I want to make sure that the safety side of that decel lane is what's the engineered design for it. That's the reason.
Yeah, a road and bridge department would probably go over that with you.
Then
that would be at the expense of the developer. He would put that in.
He's putting that in, and he's taking off his property frontage to make sure that there's enough space for that along the frontage of the property.
Do you have any more comments or questions?
I was going to ask Devin some questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would a road and bridge administrator want to come? I think Commissioner Williams had a question for you.
Sorry, I was reading this letter. I know we've talked about it, but I don't remember. Do you know what the traffic counts were out there, or what the?
A little over 7,000.
7,000 per
day. That was in.
You state that on the tape so everyone could hear it.
Yeah, I'm going to read it real quick. Sorry, it says, so that was the total number there?
Yes.
7 days?
Yep.
So it's a total of 7,074 cars per day, average, over 7 days. What month was that?
That was October.
So that was in October?
Mm-hmm. And what year?
22.
And then what speed limit is that road? Is it 35?
35.
Do you know what the width is?
30.
And what does that typically have? Whenever we're looking at those kind of numbers, what do we typically build? Like what? When we widened Coon Creek, we widened that and made that for 45 mile an hour, correct?
Correct. 40.
40?
Is what it is.
So we changed that to 40, widened it. What's the width on Coon Creek?
It's an average of 30, except for at the two ends, it widens out.
That's where it flares out?
Yeah.
But there's
a turn lane.
How many turnoffs are there? It's not a residential area.
No.
Okay. How many cars a day is on that one, do you know?
It was around 5,000. I can look it up.
So if you were to build a road knowing you're going to have 7,000 plus cars with future growth, what would you design that road at? I know you're not an engineer, but what would you build that at? With your knowledge of being
on
an administrator.
The width?
Yeah, width and...
If you had it at 48 feet, that would accommodate plenty of shoulder and turn lane.
And that's what you'd recommend, or that's what you would, that's what we would build for a, we would have an engineer design it. I understand that. Probably gonna put you on the spot, Devin.
Thanks.
Sorry.
But the point is made to widen the road now. It would take a set easements from many property owners.
Yes.
And we'd have
and
to move the sewer.
And there would be a number of utilities have to be moved.
It would be something that's not under the consideration due to many things.
And not even considering down at the bottom the bridge, a two-lane bridge.
Two-lane bridge.
You're going to widen the remainder of the road. You need to widen the bridge also.
And when we first moved in, 65 was still two-lane, and we tried to get them. It was on the school board. I can't even name that. Mr. Harvey.
Oh.
That was around the corner.
Yep.
He and I went and tried to get the state to not make Bee Creek an outer road.
To go all the way through.
Road, and they would not do it. So.
Probably because there was a cliff there that
it
had to.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it had to. It's all about money. Everything's about money. The world was about money, so I got it. I'm just throwing that out there so you would know.
Okay, is this something you're thinking of in the future anyway? Or you're just thinking about widening the road for their development at taxpayer dollar?
Neither.
Okay. I'm just trying to clarify if you're talking about a bunch of money to do this.
I think my point is we're not going to be able to widen the road. So I think that was the point I was trying to make. It's not feasible to widen the road. It'd be like Mount Branson. Same issues that the state has there.
Yeah.
You know. Although I did, are they widening that in certain parts? Not to get off.
Not that I'm not.
But they're like Lakeshore Drive, where those issues are. We're not going to widen that. The state won't do it. We're not going to be able to do it. The bridge going over, it's the same issues. So.
Devin, can you think of another road that the county has that has traffic like this on it?
Fall Creek Road.
Fall Creek Road.
Yeah.
And what's the width, do you know, on that?
It varies.
Sorry.
Depending on turn lanes, I can.
But that's also another road we've identified, and there we do have some abilities to widen because of the landowners being willing to.
I'm concerned on the traffic and the width of the road as is now.
Yeah, it would be a 30-foot average.
Okay.
With 50 feet of right of way.
We already have 50.
It'd be totally different then.
So what's the right of way we have now on?
On Bee Creek?
Bee Creek.
50.
Oh, we do have 50 foot right of way?
But the majority of it, there may be a spot.
But all of the utilities are right there next to the road,
yeah.
Are they not? Okay.
Thank you. Is there any more questions for the applicant?
I don't have more questions for the applicant.
Was the engineer wanting to speak? Dennis, were you the engineer?
I am the engineer. I was just going to really just want to feel any questions or any kind of technical.
I just saw you start to get up. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
If you didn't get Andrea's email, did you get one from Danita Turner, Jenny Brown? Because she gave her that information.
We got the one from Andrea. I didn't get the one from Mr. Brown, no. Usually it's printed off and put in our packets as well as our emails, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think we've heard from everyone. Is anyone prepared to?
Well, Devin, in your opinion, here's where I'm going to put you on the spot. You voted in favor of the change. Is that right? But as Road and Bridge Administrator, what is your opinion?
I did like the separator lane. I mean, it's going to help them with safety. I agree with the accelerator.
I can't hear you. And neither can anybody else. Sorry.
The decelerator lane, I agree with, you know, at a minimum of 250 feet. The acceleration lane, I do not agree with. To me, that would be more of a risk on traffic.
But that's in that specific area. What about the additional cars it puts on the entire road? And it's been stated it's a 1.6 mile. The 1.6 or 1.16?
1.16.
Okay. So what is it going to do? The additional, how many more cars can that road handle?
We haven't done a study like that. I can do one.
What's your gut tell you? What's your gut tell you? Are these not fair questions?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just asking.
No, it would definitely call for improvements. I mean, but what are they going to do on down the road too? You know, like on the outer road and people cut through. I've heard talk of development on Buchanan Road where people come from there through Bee Creek rather than going the route that they do. You know, MoDOT's talking about what they're wanting to do with the traffic, and they keep mentioning Bee Creek. Well, can we stop that?
I'm not talking about across the highway where the...
Yeah, that's... I've had meetings with MoDOT, and they've mentioned that.
What have they mentioned?
Putting more traffic on Bee Creek.
On Bee Creek?
Yeah.
What about the bridge?
They're not willing to put another one in, no.
So that's not going to happen because they're not going to put a bridge in.
Right.
Well, it's our bridge, though. It wouldn't be them.
No.
Be on the county.
Don't think the county's going to be building a bridge either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Deb. Do we want to have either HDR or Great River do a study to let us know? And I know somebody stated they don't care about engineer studies, but lawsuits do. Do we want to see if they would do something for us and let us know kind of what their design shows or what their numbers say?
Does that make a difference on your thought on the development?
It does.
Then
I think the concerns are we don't like certain things, but the main concern is there's going to be traffic on the road and the safety on the road and the additional traffic on the road.
There was a point that was made up, and I about the lighting, talked about LED lighting in there. I had not heard the developer discuss anything about putting lighting all around to where, like, it was going to be like daylight. Did you hear that? Okay.
I think there's so with light pollution is what it's called, and I think there's valid concerns with light.
Light pollution from the development, yes.
Just from the development.
Well, and then what I'm assuming what the development would bring with it, whether it be house lighting, street lighting, and or residential car lighting.
I can't really see that big time, but
yeah.
The developer has no intention of like
putting poles up with them like the electric company would have.
Yeah.
Or even flood lighting. I mean, those are concerns. I don't know that we have the ability to address those concerns because a neighbor right now could put a floodlight on their garage that hits your window, and now that's between the two neighbors. Hey, did you know you're doing that? I mean, those are issues. Now, as far as the street lights, those kinds of things, I think they're valid concerns.
So are you suggesting that you'd like to have the engineer study before?
I would like to have, and they can do something pretty quickly, because I have already reached out to them.